Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Now, normally, Nicole joins me. I'm not sure where she is tonight. She's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. Now, with the weather, I'm not sure if she's delayed in traffic or what might be happening, but I'm hoping that she will jump in sooner than later. For those of you who are in New York, and I see we have a lot of New York callers, the weather is, you know, kind of snowy, blizzardy, cold, windy, and I'm glad you're snuggling up with us and listening to our show. So, those of you who have listened before, you know if you want to speak to me, you have to press the number 1. And once you press the number 1, I can see that you want to ask us your question, and I will gladly get you right on the air. Okay, I'm going to start with the first number that's been calling. It's a Florida number. The last 4 digits are 7419. Hello, it's Cindy. You're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good. And who is this?
Laura. I've spoke to you some. I'm in Boca. I was talking to you recently.
Yes,
about
I
my
know
boyfriend.
Who Laura is.
Yeah. Who moved away, and the daughter didn't want to tell me anything. But anyway, he passed away. I found out on my own.
Oh. And,
so,
you know, you were kind of knowing some of this instinctively, weren't you?
Yeah, I called the phone and it was off and I knew, and then I looked on the computer and saw the obituary. I found it.
Wow, and I'm sure you're devastated at this point.
I was really upset. We haven't been together for 2 years. He's been there and he was sick. Called his friend here to tell him, and now his friend, who I was going to meet one time but never did, wants to get together, have a relationship. He's lonely. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, did you ever meet this person in person?
Oh, yeah, no, I know him. I haven't seen him in a few years. I do know him because we went out together occasionally.
Are you drawn to him? You feel a connection with him, or you just feel like it would make you feel like you're still with your ex at some level because it was his friend?
I don't know. I mean, they weren't best friends, but they were friends, and I did see them. I don't know at this point if that would bother me. I'm not sure what to do. I don't really know if I should or not. Could you tell me something about him? I mean,
well, first of all, your soulmate who passed away has a lot of
soulmate,
regret.
Yeah.
He was a soulmate. That's what's showing up here, okay?
Yeah.
You know, he showed me the soulmate card. So, you know, he's sorry that he didn't get to say goodbye to you. Or, I mean, his daughter, it was all about the money and stuff like that. I hope you realize that's why she kept you away. And
yeah, he came to
you know,
me in a dream, like a hug. I didn't see his face, just a hug. Before, like 4 weeks before I knew he passed away.
That's called astral projection. Like any soul can astral project. That's sometimes how the dead commune to us. But if two soulmates are separated, you know the expression love finds a way. Well, that's how it finds a way. Even though his daughter was blocking you from being able to see him, his soul left his body when he was sleeping and came to you and to give you a hug. So that is, now, the fact that he could do that while he was still alive, and when you're like close to death, like a month or two before death, you're already more in spirit than you are here on earth. So
okay,
you're learning
yeah.
how to travel and commune. He would like to visit you again that way, give
uh-huh.
you a big hug. And you felt like you really saw him, didn't you? It didn't feel like a dream. It felt real. Like he was really there.
I didn't
see
it was his body. I hugged him. It was no shirt on. I felt his skin. I knew it was him, yeah.
Right, but he was already preparing you for the fact that he would be leaving his physical body soon.
Okay.
You know, he's recently dead, so it does take a little while to learn how to communicate,
yeah.
but he's not a bad communicator for somebody recently dead. He's clear. You know, he's happy because he doesn't have his body anymore. He seemed to be in a lot of pain at the end, by the way.
Yeah.
And you,
yeah,
you weren't there to really witness it, but he's saying he was in a lot of pain. He was a little confused as to why you weren't seeing him, and he now knows why, that you were being blocked by his daughter. He wasn't sure about that when he was alive, so it was kind of painful for him.
Yeah, well, he was in another state, but it was the phone calls that stopped, you know, for a while.
And he missed all that. He didn't understand it. He didn't really understand
yeah.
that it wasn't you who had stopped. It was her doing it. So he's
yeah.
kind of mad at her right now. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for those people listening, I mean, it is really karmically a very bad thing to stop people who are dying from seeing people who they want to see. And people do it all the time. It's mostly about money, inheritances.
Right.
They're afraid the person will give something away, whether it's a ring or a necklace or something. It's more about the possessions and taking control of someone at the end of their life, but he's actually very angry about it. And, you know,
I wouldn't have been able to see him because I'm in Florida. He was in Texas, but the phone call, you know, I did talk to him, like, I guess 3 weeks before he died because I found the obituary, but, like, she should have called me, you know. We were together for 7 years.
Well, it's funny because she, you know, will regret this because soulmates from each other or to break up a soulmate relationship is karmically really, really bad. So, you know, this is not going to be good karma for her life.
She's the one who broke it up, yeah.
Right, and I always warn people, if you're trying to break up your parents or somebody who has a soulmate relationship, the universe is not going to look kindly to you. Because love comes from God, and you're breaking up, you know, that's what God, you know, the marriage vows, no man put asunder. You're not supposed to break
mm-hmm.
up a couple who is soulmate. You know, as far as his friend going, he has kind of mixed feelings. He has kind of mixed feelings about this guy. He's a little bit on the needy side, and, you know, I know the man is lonely and everything like that, but he's not sure that this guy would be the right one for you, and he's not jealous about it, by the way, because soulmates are under obligation to guide us to another person when they pass away. But he's just not loving this particular guy right now.
Okay.
So, you know, you can try it. Where does he live in relationship to you?
Oh, no, he's, 45 minutes away. He lives right here in South Florida.
Right. So, I mean, what you can do is what he's saying is go see him, see what it's like, but go in with your eyes opened.
Okay.
You know, what happens when you've just lost somebody you love, it's almost you're at a moment of weakness. And part of it is getting involved in another relationship can help distract you from feeling some of the pain.
Pain,
of
that's true. Yeah.
But it's not always good to bypass mourning. It's kind of the thing that you have to mourn sooner or later. But, of course, you can, you know, give it a try. The man seems like, you know, he's an okay human being, but there's just certain things he's probably a better friend than he makes a boyfriend.
Okay.
So, do you know anything about, you went out with him, did he have a, was he with another, was he in a relationship when you used to see him or anything?
No, I was with Mike and then he was there. He was never with anybody. He said he's been alone for years.
Right, and, he's drawn to you. I mean, do you feel a heart connection to him at all?
Well, not like I did with Mike. I don't think I'll ever, I'm 57. I don't think I'm ever going to feel like what I felt with Mike.
Well, we do have more than one soulmate. So it's very possible
okay.
for you to be granted another soulmate. You're not the one responsible for the ending of that relationship. But, you know, he's saying, you know, you can certainly see him and go out with him, but go in with your eyes open.
Okay.
You know, he just feels like he's funny, Mike, by the way. He just said there's a reason that guy's been alone so long, and he's kind of laughing about it. He's not, you know. So he says, go, you know, just don't think you're going to be with Mike because you're with him. You know what I mean? It is a connection you have with Mike, so I can understand what, you know, so even if you go there and you just talk about Mike and you know, reminisce and things like that. But, you know, don't get involved too quickly unless you're really sure this is what you want.
Okay.
And,
so go out with him, but don't go too fast. Because I've been talking to him on the phone. He's been calling, and he, you know, it seems like it's kind of strange. Like, he's talking like we've been in relations for a year already. I mean.
He's going too fast. He's going a little bit fast. And
yeah,
part of it is,
snuggle,
you know, that
he wants to, you know.
Well, he's catching you at a moment of weakness, too.
Yeah.
So I'm always, like, a little reluctant when people are just ending a relationship or they're mourning for a relationship or someone's died, that you're kind of vulnerable. And he just says the guy can manipulate sometimes. So, I mean, he's not the worst man. I'm not getting horrible cards on him. I'm just getting, you know. But, you know, Mike says, Laura, go check it out. You'll find out sooner than later what you need to know. You know, he says you're a smart girl. By the way, he says you're a very smart girl. Mike is funny. He's really, he made a nice transition to the other side. He seems to be peaceful. You know, he didn't always make the best choices in relationships either, Mike. Do you know about that?
No, yes, he did not, no.
Okay,
even
so,
with the best
mistakes,
yeah.
Okay, so he's not judging people making mistakes as far as picking people. He just says you're older and wiser now. So he's talking about someone who drank. Do you know who he's talking about?
He used to tell me that this guy drank a lot.
That's what he's saying. I'm just checking up to make sure I'm hearing him correctly. Remember, he's recently dead, and they don't talk in full sentences when they're recently dead. They say, he kept saying he drinks. And I just wanted
to. When we used to go out for drinks, Mike would only have two drinks and then switch to soda because he had to drive. And he told me that he drank too much, Jim.
Right, that's what he's still saying. Okay, so you know that he wanted to give something concrete as to why he doesn't think he's the right guy for you. He drinks a lot.
Okay.
And so, you know, just be careful because sometimes people are drinking, you know, you talk to them on the phone, they're really friendly, lovey-dovey. But that might not be who they are when they're not drinking and things like that. But he does say he drinks too much.
Okay.
So, and, you know, he doesn't have that much tolerance for people that drink too much.
Okay.
And, you know, and he just thinks that might be something that might turn you off. And, you know, he's just giving you a little heads up that he doesn't think this guy is going to be able to stop drinking. So, you know, you got to give him, some credit. He's trying to give you a real reason why he's not that thrilled with him. And,
does Mike have
He wants you to know that he'll give you signs. He tries to give them to you through music. Have you gotten any yet from him?
I do turn on the radio and try to, listen for those signs.
That make you remember the ones you listened to when you were together.
Yes.
Because he loves that. He's also permitted down on Earth 100 hours a month, so he will be known to be in your home. You know, he'll be watching TV with you. He'll just be keeping you company. So pay a little attention because he is around you.
Okay.
And, you know, the regrets he had is that he didn't have more time with you.
Oh.
You know, that's his big regret. And, you know that he will give you a very concrete sign. He's learning how to communicate. You know, he's asking you to forgive him that he wasn't strong enough to fight his daughter at the end.
Okay.
You know, he wasn't strong enough to do that. But he did ask about you, like the things he was talking about or asking about toward the end of his life was you.
Oh, really?
He kept asking for you. So,
oh,
I mean, that's pretty like cruel on his daughter's part. If someone's asking
she
for someone, why
called,
wouldn't you just?
Yeah, I could have.
You know what I'm saying? Right, and he's saying now I know that it wasn't you. He's just so relieved to know it wasn't you.
Okay.
And, you know, I like him very much. He's a very nice man. He's a very intelligent man too, by the way.
He is. He's a very smart man.
Because when you die, you have like you take with you the love you've given and received, the knowledge you've acquired, lessons you've learned. And his beacon of light is very large. That means, you know, he did love well. He was smart. He did learn a lot. And so he's a nice big beacon of light. And that's how he resonates. And he says it's good up there, by the way. He said, I scoped out the place. It's good. You know, he likes being where he is. And, you know, he promises that he will guide you the right soulmate to you.
Okay.
You know, I'd be curious after you meet up with this man if you tell us what, you know, what your impression was because of him yourself. But,
okay.
You know, sometimes people just so desperately want a relationship that they almost force it. And, you know, rather than, like, you and Mike just naturally have soulmates, you didn't have to force anything. It was just there. And, you know, he doesn't want you. The feelings that you had for him were there and real, remember?
Yeah.
From the beginning. So
yeah.
That's something that he's trying to let you know that he wants you to have someone you have an easy relationship with, nothing difficult or hard. So, you know, he wants you to remember when he was, you know, vital. He doesn't want you to think about him at the end. So he's, in some ways, he's glad you didn't really get to see it or witness it at all.
Okay.
Because he really wouldn't have wanted you to see him like that.
Okay. But he told his daughter to call me?
Yeah, he was asking about you. Why isn't she calling me? Why aren't I speaking to her?
Oh, God.
So, you know, she kept telling him later, we'll call later, but later never came.
Oh, that's so cruel.
I would say so, too.
It's funny because
the dead get a really good vision of what people have done to them at the end. They also know who steals their inheritances and everything like that. So, you know, talking to the dead has made me, you know, and want to tell people, please don't screw over people toward the end of their life or after they die, because they do see it, they do know, and karmically they will try to right a situation. And, you know, he just wants you to know it was not him who didn't want to speak to you.
Okay.
Okay? Never him. And, you know, he just said to me, you must tell her that I love her and that we'll meet again. But, you know, don't be in any hurry to come join him.
Okay.
Okay. Call in and let us know what happens. And thanks for sharing the story about him. Because, you know, our listeners tend to remember people call in their stories. And it's always nice to hear a little continuing saga of what happens in the world.
Yeah. Well, this was a sad one, but.
No, very sad. Very sad. And remember, you know,
we were soulmates. I think we were.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's the first card he showed me, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's why I knew he's a good communicator, because although I don't hear him as clearly as if he had been dead longer, because it does take a while, I hear bits and pieces and words. He is very good at, like, getting me to pick the right cards, because that's a little easier to do, to get an image of a picture. So the first one he picked for you was soulmate. And amazing. And he didn't like being a burden. He was pretty much a burden toward the end of his life, by the way. He wasn't really able to take care of himself or anything. So he hated that. He hated that. So he's saying it really was not pleasant. So, you know, try to visit him in the dream world again. He'll try to visit you that way. And he's promising to learn how to communicate really, really well so you can get your direct messages from him as well.
Okay. That'll be nice.
Oh, you'll love it. I mean, he's really smart, so it shouldn't take him long to learn. I mean, really, he's amazingly pretty.
He was.
How long has he been gone exactly now?
I found the obituary. This is how I found out. I called and the phone was off, so I knew because he never had his phone off. And I looked up the obituaries and I saw him. That's how I found out. He passed away November 18th.
Yeah. You see, it's less than 2 months, so it really takes, you know, it's good that you waited to call into 6 weeks, because by 6 weeks, they are decent communicators. They get better and better, but I really, you know, sometimes people want to talk, call me right away, oh, my, someone just died. I go, I really prefer not to, because I'm going to have to, you know, figure out what they're saying, whereas I prefer to let them actually learn how to communicate and to transition to the other side, because they're a little bit overwhelmed, and they have a lot to learn and get adjusted to. So they need to just do that, you know, before they can even start talking to the people. And they need to accept where they are.
Right.
And, you know, he has accepted that. So, you know, if you need him, talk to him. He'll try to hear you. And did he ever tell you about his mom, by the way, his mother?
Oh, yes.
Because he seems to be happy to see her.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful. Oh, my God.
And he said she was the first
you.
One. She was the first one who meted and greeted him.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he
loved
he said,
his mother so much.
And he said, you have to forgive me because I had to catch up with her before I could even learn how to communicate to you down here. He was just so overwhelmed to see her and communicate with her. So, you know,
God,
he said you would understand what that meant. Yeah, you know,
he was crazy about his mom.
Right. And so he said, you know, he was so happy to be with her. So please forgive me if I didn't study as hard as I should have to communicate, but I just was catching up with her.
Oh,
you know, and so he said that actually, you know, dying was quite beautiful because she did come right for him. And you know, so he made a very smooth transition. So,
that's
you know,
nice
and again, he's saying he scoped out the joint. It's good. Keep saying, don't worry, it's good up here. You know, it's good for, and I would qualify for Mike. Mike, it's good up there for you because you were a good human being and you're in a good realm. But for
he
those people
good.
Who are screwing everybody over, it's not so pleasant. Okay, so Mike, you can consider you live a good life and you have a good afterlife. You know, and for those
he was actually telling his daughter to call me. He wanted to talk to me.
And she kept saying later or it's busy. I tried. She didn't answer. You know, we'll try again later. You know, stuff like that. And, you know, then later never came. So, you know, he's a very, very, very angry. He's very angry about it. And again, I can understand why. Do not deprive
people
of talking.
And I guess he knows I know because maybe he guided me because I'm not that good on the computer and I found it.
He certainly did. When you're guided to a piece of information on the computer, by the way. And I've been guided to pieces of information on a computer that I've never been able to find again, by the way.
Right.
I found it once and it provided me a piece of information, but I could never locate it again.
Because
so
even though the phone was off, I wanted to know for sure, and I found it rather quickly, and I was like, I was devastated when I found it, but.
Right, and he made sure you found it. And really, computers are the easy way for them to guide us to information, to things.
And does he know I'm
sorry
for the mistakes I made, too?
And you know what? He doesn't even think about that.
Okay.
He doesn't think about that. I mean, he thinks about, he says, when I think about us, is what he's saying, when I think about us, I think about the good time. So he says, I think about the love.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do,
And he keeps saying, when I think about us, and the way he said it is very romantic.
Yeah.
And he was sure to say the word us. So he thinks of you as a couple.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling in. We're going to try to get a few more callers.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Okay,
you're
bye.
So welcome, and he says I love you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. You know, it's fun to listen to the dead when they're first learning how to communicate, because I'm pretty good at figuring out what they're saying, and if I get it wrong, they make sure I'm getting it wrong. But I have to give a compliment to Mike. He really was a very good communicator for somebody recently dead, and I appreciate that because it makes my job a lot easier. Now we have 718 number 8555. I'm going to over it to you. You're going to be live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, and who's this?
Hi, it's Karen. How are you?
I was Karen. I thought it was Karen. I didn't hear enough of your voice. I would have to hear like a
few.
Oh,
I know.
Hi, Karen. So how are you, Karen?
Too. Good. I have
oh, you
a
got a cold.
Too,
I said it's funny because it's going around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So were you home from work today?
I'm home from work today. It was a good snow day.
Good. And since you had a cold, it was probably a blessing from God. You know?
It was, yeah. It doesn't hurt. It just it sounds weird. I'm not used to it.
Well, you have a sexy voice. You know, you always do.
I do it.
You
I said,
do.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Nicole if I'm okay. I'm for radio tonight. But I'm drinking some tea, and it's a little bit better now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know where Nicole is, okay? And, again, you know, she's not the kind of person that takes off from work, or she might not have been able to take off from work. And, you know, for all you know, she's been in traffic forever, and who knows, her cell phone could have run out of power by now. So I'm just, you know, I'm assuming everything is okay. You know, we had a little scare here last night in East Patchogue, by the way. 10 o'clock at night, a helicopter going over the neighborhood over and over again. Fire trucks everywhere, police cars. And then I look on the local site, and a little 9-year-old boy had, they thought he left his house in the pajamas, and that's what he had on. And so all of a sudden, there's a search party. Hundreds of people walking around the neighborhood looking for cars, everything. You never saw anything like it. It was like when E.T. in the movie, when they're looking for E.T. Then as it turns out, I think, I don't know what it is, but maybe the parents are divorced or something, and the mother picked him up or something, and I don't know. He was, in his grandmother's house in Massapequa. But meanwhile, yeah, it looks like a war zone here last night, you know, and it's frigid temperatures and people looking, but everyone was just so relieved that he wasn't lost out in the cold. So,
right.
You know, it's one of those things with sometimes – we always have to worry a little bit about everybody. But I just really loved my neighborhood last night because I was so proud of everybody just out there looking. And most of the people don't know anybody. You know, they don't know who this kid is, but all of a sudden everybody's out there looking. So anyway, Karen, what's on your mind? I know your dad is saying hello to you from the other side.
Yeah, well, that's one reason, too. Plus, it was just his birthday, and I have a birthday coming, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Oh,
so,
and you know what? It's so
cards.
Funny And you know what it is with you, because, you know, it's near the holidays, it's near the birthday, so your dad's a little bit sentimental. It's a little hard to talk to people around Christmas time. It gets a little easier now that the holidays have passed, except now you have his birthday and your birthday, so that doesn't make it any easier because they're very sentimental near special occasions. And you actually have a very good year ahead of you. Again, he wants to send you that love, and I'm trying to ask him, why isn't it here yet for her? She really could use
that
love.
That was my other question. I'm okay with the divine timing. I feel like I'm doing everything right, so I just want to make sure it's not me, that I'm just waiting for my time.
No, you're doing everything right. Again, there was a little bit of delay bringing you a soulmate because of your ex. You know, they wanted to kind of make sure
he's finally settled. By the way, he has a new relationship, and he's back with an old relationship, but he's happy again.
Good, and
so
we want him happy.
Okay.
Like I always tell people, don't wish bad things for your exes. Karmically wish them good things, because that means they usually leave us alone.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't have anybody else, you know what a pain in the ass he would be.
Oh, he would be. He's leaving me alone. Everything's wonderful between us right now.
Right, and good. And, you know, does your son know this woman?
Yes.
Or has he met her?
He spent Christmas with them, yeah. He's met her before. They were together a long time ago, and then they were together again, and then now they're again together again. She actually moved to him now, so that's good. I'm happy for them. And he spent Christmas with them. So I said, at least you'll eat well. I know she cooks well. So it'll be good.
Well, good. And no, but you see how it's so nice that you're thinking, let him have someone who cooks for him and cares for him. And, you know, if we want to have a higher love ourselves, we can't wish for our exes to suffer and be miserable. You know, we have to, you know, wish good things for them. And also, it just is really easier if they're happy. And it's also easier for your son. If his father's not happy, then he's going to make your son miserable, okay? You know, so realize that this is, you know, all good. And, you know, now, you know, your dad is saying keep getting yourself out there a little bit, you know.
I have been.
Meeting your friends and, you know, trying to meet some new friends. I know you do things and you do go places.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as your husband goes, you know, your father said, but always watch your back, please, with him.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, always reminds me of that. He gives me the devil card every time, you know, after we say, oh, it's good, you're getting along. He always just reminds you, you know, he does have a double nature. So even when you first meet somebody, you might want to keep it a little quiet for a while. Just because if you don't keep it a little quiet, you know, he might get a little jealous still, even though he has somebody else. So just give it a little more time for him to be established in a relationship, you know, and that'll be great. Your son looks like he's doing really good. It looks like a good school year for him, too.
Good.
And is he happy? Because he looks like he is here.
Yeah. He seems pretty happy,
Yeah, and I'm seeing, you know, your cards are really, you know what it is, you've had so much drama and trauma for a long time when you were trying to leave that unhappy marriage and get out of it. And so now it's almost like the universe is just giving you some time to adjust, to get to know who you are. Because if you go right from one relationship to another, especially if you leave a toxic marriage, you tend to have to get the lessons by getting another toxic person because you didn't learn all the lessons. Like, we don't want to give you another toxic person. And you had to find out who you are because you were married a long time. And now, are you learning who Karen is? Because Karen, without her husband, without, you know, you're different than you were when you were with him. Are you seeing that?
Oh, completely. Yeah, I see that completely.
And so when people want a relationship too soon after a long-term one, sometimes the universe will do it and bring it, but it isn't always the best for us because we really do have to stand on our own 2 feet, learn who we are, and learn that we can survive on our own. Because then we'll never get involved in another toxic relationship. Because you learn, I'm okay by myself. It's peaceful. And that's an important lesson.
I never want to get back into a toxic relationship. It's so true.
And again, if some woman cannot leave a man unless there's another man there. So God will bring, you know, I call it the heroin man is the one that you're married to. And then he brings the methadone man. We think he's better, but he's really not. And we find that out, and then we have to be alone eventually, but it just stalls that being alone part. So it really is important to stand on your own 2 feet. You know, the man that's coming, though, your dad says he's very smart. There is a marriage in the future, so I hope you want to get married again or, like, at least live with someone. This is a very committed relationship here showing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't want you jaded. And it's supposed to happen this year, 2018, so I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen. And again, it's a little things are a little hard because men are really not getting out there looking for women, you know, and you know, it's something that people are getting too happy, but you know, with their computers and distractions that they don't really make time for love. So I'm hoping this year will be a year where people decide I've had enough of watching television and porn and video games and distraction, and I'm going to search for love. And this man is really, really, really a very loving man, by the way. Your son will like him very much. And it'll change your whole life in a good way.
Yeah, so I'm ready
for
change.
Your dad is laughing about this. He thinks this is great. And, you know, it would be nice for you. You don't want... They don't want to have it too long where your son has you all to himself because it's really not natural to have, you know, mom all to yourself. And especially since he's an only child. Like, so bringing a man into your life that you have someone
will balance it a little bit, because otherwise, you know, the children think the world revolves around them too much, and it doesn't.
So
we're not going to leave you alone too long, you know. Don't worry about it. And, you know, how are you getting along with Mom, he's asking.
Right. Oh, my mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny, because that was my next question. My mom just
turned
70.
That's what he's asking about your mom. He was obviously there when you were celebrating with your mom.
Yes.
And, you know, did you talk about your dad that night?
We always talk about him. He's
good.
Always still in our conversations. He would have enjoyed.
Right.
We had a nice, all the kids were in. He would have loved it. My sister has three kids, and my brother has a kid. And it was just, I said, we were all in the same room. And for Christmas, I said, he would have loved this, because he's six of us. So I said, all six of us were there for both holidays. He would have loved it.
And I hope you took a lot of pictures, by the way.
We did. And my
those
sister
are the
went
occasions.
Away, and I made her a picture book of it. It was nice.
Good, because that's your dad was there. He did see it, but it's you know, made him really happy, and it made your mom happy too.
Yes,
really happy.
And we're just happy she made it to 70. She's doing really well. You know, she's trucking along. So I just want to make sure she was all okay. You know, I keep saying to her, like, oh, you got to meet Michael. To graduation now, 4 years. You know, keep giving her a timeline. You know, another 4 years, Mom. You could do it. Make 75.
Right. And,
so she laughs, you know. She's like, yeah, a few more years. Yep.
Right, and also because he brought you all together, so she knows that she has a lot to live for, you know, all of you. So I think that's amazing that you wanted that. Well, he seems to be really happy, you know, and got a little glint in his eye, so I'm sure he knows that this love is coming. He loves being a grandfather, by the way. Loves being a grandfather. And again, he's stating he couldn't be here and be a burden to anybody.
No.
So please accept that God was good and took him when he did.
Yes, and quickly. It was quick. We were even going to the doctor the next day. I was with him that day. It was overnight. He just had a heart attack right there at home where he didn't want to be sick ever. So it was just very quick.
Not at all. Right. And that's why I said he couldn't be a burden. So you have to understand God was good and honored the fact that this is a man who did not want to be a burden to people forever. So,
And I was with him every day, so we said I had no regrets.
No, of course not. Of course not. And, you know, you're a very good daughter. I like your dad. He's very, very nice. He likes me, too. He said he likes me, too. I think he's sweet. You know, sometimes the dead tell me they don't like me, okay, which I laugh because they don't like me when I tell the truth about them, what son of a bitches they were, and then I was like, I don't like you. And I laughed, you know, but your dad started laughing when I said that. He said, you have a funny job, and it is kind of funny if you think about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, things are very good in the upcoming year for you, so relax. And I hear it in your voice. You're so calm and peaceful.
Yes,
and
I'm definitely peaceful.
You're different than when your whole energy is different from when
I first
met you. I remember you.
I was a mess.
You were nervous.
We just ended things officially, and again, you know, it was 10 years on and off, and it was just another time. It was just, like Mike first leaving, and it was just hard, you know, just was I doing the right thing for my family? I didn't know.
Right, and of course, when you follow your heart, ultimately, it's what's best for everybody, because our heart is a compass, and if your heart leads you out of something, it's ultimately better. For your ex, he had to learn some things. Maybe he'll be nicer to this woman because he's learned, because if you're a son of a bitch, you're going to lose a woman. So maybe you've taught him something. You're teaching your son something that if you're not good to a woman, you're going to lose the love of your life.
Right.
You're also going to show him a better version of love, and the house is more peaceful. So ultimately it is better, but it's really, really scary, especially to be a woman on your own, because it's just a collective fear of women. They're terrified to be on their own. And so now, isn't it wonderful that you're not terrified anymore to be, you know, the terror is gone about being, being a woman on your own. It's wonderful that, and it forced you to grow up. We have to grow up when we're on our own.
Yes.
And so nothing is bad in your cards. Everything looks good. Your dad is certainly glad you called in near his birthday, near your birthday, near your mom's birthday, near New Year's. And he'll give you a very clear sign. He's pretty good at giving you signs. Have you been catching any on your own lately?
You know what, I just, you know, I think just sometimes during the day I just think of him, and I just think that's his sign, you know, just, he pops in my head often.
And he's that's when sometimes they're thinking about us, you know, like they're thinking about us, and they put a thought in our head, and all of a sudden we think we're thinking about them, but which came first?
Right.
It's usually them, or, you know, and when we do think about them, they're sometimes down on earth right next to us and near us, and, you know, keeping us, you know, company, and, you know, a lot of times they're the thought in the head, their head, that just tells us to relax. They tend to say that a lot to me. Relax, Cindy. Would you just relax, please? Because they see how nervous we are, like we're always rushing, running, worrying, and they're the voice that will tell us relax. So your dad says, my daughter's learning how to relax.
Yes.
And he
I
loves that.
Knowing this, too, helps me relax more now that I know this, you know.
Right.
It does help
and
me.
And they're just basically
really
telling us that we worry too much, you know, and a lot about stuff that we really can't do anything about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, stop worrying about what you can't control. If there's something you need to fix, fix it. If you can't fix it, accept that. But don't make yourself crazy over it. And, you know, all day long, like, I'll be afraid I'm running late, who's came late, who came the wrong day. And meanwhile, the dead of time, it'll work out. And it always works out. I don't know how.
It always works out.
It does. Maybe somebody finally doesn't show up.
I can't wait to call you when I do meet somebody. Like just that.
Oh, I would love that.
Hopefully it'll be our next call.
Okay, those are the calls I love to get. When they meet someone, when they finally get pregnant, when they wanted to get pregnant, when they get their dream jobs. Those are the things that make it so I go, okay. And when I watch people's lives change for the better, that's when it's all worthwhile. Do you know what I mean? It's like, wow, this is great.
Think of one
and
more
again,
thing.
Sure.
One more thing, Cindy. I had a dream my sister was pregnant again. Is that a possibility?
Okay, and is it how old is she?
40. She just turned 40. She wants another one.
Is she trying to get pregnant?
On her end, she is, but her husband doesn't want another one.
Well, it's funny because that's why your dad said when people get pregnant, it looks like she can certainly get pregnant. The soul that wants to be born to her hesitates a little bit because, you know, her husband's so adamantly against it. But I think if she actually got pregnant, he'd be okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he would. But I said I had that dream. I said that was it. We were laughing, my mother and I. Said, oh, no, she'd be so happy.
I know. And your dad says, well, we'll work on it. And
we have to work on my brother having another kid.
Well, you know, your dad loves being a grandfather. So,
I know.
And he thinks if there were more babies being born, it would give your mom more incentive to want to stay on Earth, too.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
So, you know, he's got his master plan up there going.
I know he does.
So,
and
again,
I know
this
wants
is
to
only
settled.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's always what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'm trying to get another caller. I still don't know where that Nicole
great.
Is. So that is driving me crazy. I don't know where Nicole is, you know? Okay.
Right, also,
I'm going to have to put a search party out, you know?
Okay, great.
I'll get the neighborhood searching for her.
Okay. Good night. Bye.
Rest a little.
I'll talk soon.
Bye.
I will.
Bye. Okay, if you want to talk to me, please press 1. Again, I don't know where my Nicole is, and I really do miss her because she really keeps everything going and flowing. Okay, I'm going to get the next caller. Okay, there was one. Okay, just kicked down. Okay, it's a 516. The last 4 digits are 5013. Hello, you're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Happy New Year. It's Christine. How are you?
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm okay, hon. I'm hanging in. It's a new year.
Okay. Now, for those callers who don't know who you are, and I certainly know who you are, have you been getting any messages from your peppy by any reason for any man who passed away?
I feel like they're just very few lately. It's kind of unnerving me.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, by the way. You know, I wrote the Beethoven play, and it's about twin flames and a soulmate. And she had died. Her name was Josephine, who died. And
right.
I just redoing the manuscript from what we had done for the play. And today I was forgot that in it, he called her Peppy.
That's funny. And you
only
know something even funnier?
Mm-hmm.
Peppy's real name is Joseph.
No.
His parents wanted
so
to name him Peppy. And the Catholic Church wouldn't allow it. So his real name, his given name, is Joseph, but everybody calls him Peppy all his life from the time he was born.
Now, isn't that funny? Because all of a sudden I
type
up,
world.
You know, he only says Peppy once in the whole, and that's after she dies. It's a reference that they're trying to get back the immortal beloved letters to Beethoven that he had written to her, and they want them out of their possession because they don't want anybody to know that Josephine and Beethoven loved each other. And
right.
Josephine's brother said, you know, Peppy missed you all the days of her life. And that's how they
right.
referred at that moment. So I think that,
right.
so he made me say, you were going to call in tonight. And I had no idea you were going to call in. And he goes, and you must tell her what you were working on today. And then didn't know his real name. I really didn't know his real name was Joseph. I knew him
because
as
I never
Peppy
mentioned
from
it
you.
Before. Yeah.
So we got a kick out of that, didn't we? So when you say he doesn't give signs,
hi, honey.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's a pretty clear cut
yeah.
sign that, of course.
I don't know what it is, but I just feel like he is extremely drawn to you.
Okay, tell me.
I think that somehow because you were on my Facebook and you'd been on my friends list all this time. Hold on. Oh, Ryan, get in here, you stupid dog. Come on, it's snowing out there. Get in. Anyway, I don't know that because I reached out to you that was a means for him. Okay, I can reach her through Cindy. And
right.
I think because it was so new to him that he had no other, he didn't know how to reach me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And they also pick the specific person they want to talk through, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty protective
yeah.
of who they're going to speak through.
And, yeah, I kind of believe that,
it's too. Funny because, I find it because I know that they say, no, we chose you specifically. And sometimes people
mm-hmm.
say they stumble, you know, they just stumble across me somehow on the internet. And I'll
mm-hmm.
know that their dead person made them stumble across. You know,
right.
that's what they made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he just thought that first of all, he wanted to bring you someone that would love you. And you know I love you. You're just wonderful.
Oh, I
just,
love you to death. I think you're
energy.
The most wonderful person.
And so
I love your mission that you want to bring so many people to a good place. So to me, that's just wonderful. And that was part
and
of
so
the reason why I called, because it is a new year.
And are you worrying about the upcoming year? Because you're going to have another love in your life, but you have to, you know, you're not ready for that yet. He doesn't want you to be alone. He gives you the rest and peace card all the time. And he wants you to, his job is to teach you how to commune to the other side. Most people will not learn how to commune to the dead until they
it's
lose
so funny that
the
you
most important
that.
Person.
I told you when I messaged you on the inbox not too long ago that I had been watching a lot of stuff about the other side on YouTube and just doing a lot of reading. And after the last show with the Twin Flames, I had read about that and just trying to educate myself. And it's so funny that you say this because last night I'm sitting here and it was a bad night for me again last night. And I thought that they were behind me, but I was up till 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, one of those nights where I just couldn't get him off my mind. And I played a certain song and I posted it to his page. Baby, I Want You to Want Me by Lobo. Very old song. And
right.
We used to send each other songs back and forth. Listen to this one, listen to this one, listen to this one all the time. I told you that before. And
right.
that, I don't know, just that particular song gets me because the first time that he saw me, according to him, as soon as he saw my eyes and my smile, he fell in love with me right then and there. And that I was a 15-year-old girl back then, and he was 25. And that song just pops back to my heart a lot, and I played it last night, and I put it on his page. And I cursed. I went, damn your obligation and damn the age difference. And you should have told me all those years ago. And I let the dogs out, and I looked up at the sky, and there was such a bunch of pretty stars before the snow started. And I look in the clouds, and I look all the time in the clouds, and I saw a heart, so I knew he saw it. You know, I knew he heard it, and I was like, you know, I went to sleep, and it's funny. I have three dogs, Apollo, Orion, and Cupid. My son named them, he wanted Greek gods. My prior dogs were
okay,
spanking dolls.
Okay, good for him.
I was good with,
he must have a,
life,
he has have a lifetime in ancient Greece, by the way, your son.
Yeah,
well,
I did, and I found that very interesting. But, you know, he picked, first one was Apollo. He picked that because that was what he wanted. And I said, okay, well, it's the god of the music and the arts, and I love music and the arts. So we went with that. Then the next one we got was Orion. He said, okay, Mom, your turn, but it has to be a Greek god. And I said, well, that's easy. I love the stars. Orion. And then we got to the third dog, which was the dumbest thing I ever did, but okay, never mind. Had that Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. God forgive me why I did that, I don't know. But we both looked at each other, and he goes, I have a name. After going through many of them, we were like, nope, 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 nope. I said, I have one too. He goes, I know you, you're going to give it a nickname. I said, I give everybody I love a nickname, Joe, you know this. Which, by the way, my son is Joe also. So I said, you know this. And he goes, you first. I go, no, you first. He goes, all right, we'll do it at the same time. And we both went, one, two, three, Cupid. He goes, but you're going to call it. And I went, and he said, at the same time, said, stupid Cupid. I said, yep, stupid Cupid. And that's what I called this dog.
Wow.
He's a pain in the ass. But he is the god of love. So he's a pain in the ass,
wow,
too. So anyway,
right.
I just
funny.
Found that kind of amusing. And I
it
do
sure
love the story.
Is.
I look up them all the time, and I look and I wonder which one is shining bright and which one might be his star, and, you know. And as I was looking up, I had watched the other day on YouTube a video about five live shots that people had actually taken of angels. They actually captured them on film. And another lady who, I forget where she was in some park, and some lady came up to her, and she put her hand on her shoulder, and she just said, I want to pray for you. I want you to feel the warmth of God's love. I want to pray for you. And the next thing you know, a whole crowd of people were around her and touching her and praying for her. And all of a sudden, she felt this liquid love. It just went pouring through her. And, you know, how she was, like, taken to almost another realm. And she could hear God's voice saying that he loved her and he always had. And the next thing you know, she, all of a sudden, she don't know how long she was in that realm, but when she was back to where she was, all the people were gone. And then I saw the picture of the two angels flying in the sky, and I'm looking up at the sky, and I'm looking, and I'm going, I wish I would be lucky enough to be one of those people. Just don't think that'll ever be in my cards. And it's funny because you're saying that. That's what I was thinking last night, that I would love to be one of those people that finds that higher level. You know what I'm saying?
And you will. And you will, because when you lose a high soulmate, they're under obligation to teach you how to commune to the other side. So
yeah, I hope you're right.
That is certainly something you're going to learn. And I'm so glad you called in to share, because everyone's always curious how you're doing, how you're holding it, because losing a soulmate is one of the most painful things that could ever happen.
Yeah, it truly was. It truly was. And
it's
fact,
devastation.
I think I made a turning point on New Year's Eve. I went through... Through the holidays, it was really, really hard. And I can understand, you don't know this, and your viewers, listeners don't know this. I have bipolar, so the wintertime is always very hard for me to begin with the change in the weather and the darkness. And I'm always very hypersensitive.
Lack of sunlight.
Yes, the lack of sunlight, exactly. And I make sure I take vitamin D. I always do whatever I can to make it not so bad, because I always know by the end of February I want to jump off a bridge. And this year, with the holidays, I understand now why they say that the suicide rate is the highest at the holiday time. Because when you feel so lost and alone, and there's a holiday, and you feel like there's nothing to look forward to, and there's no one that understands what you're feeling, I can understand how it's like that now. I mean, I felt myself having a spiral, and I was wise enough and intuitive enough within myself to say to my parents, I'm not, something's off, I'm not right. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
exactly.
I was conscious enough to be very careful where I was at and make sure that I took all my medications, because this time of year is bad enough. But when you're going through something like I went through, losing him, It was 10 times hotter. It really was. And I put up a tree for the kids, and I did the holiday for everybody else. It was up to me. I would have skipped it, but it's not fair to them. It wasn't right for them, you know? So
and also
I toughed it up
love
and
Christmas.
Did what I had to do.
They love holidays, so they don't want
yeah.
you to feel like their death made you not have one of the most wonderful holidays that they all miss.
And
that
I made
they
sure
love.
That there was an empty seat at the table so that
good
I knew he
you.
Would be sitting there. So, you know, and it was still very difficult, even the last week. And then on New Year's Eve, I just sat down and I started to reflect on what am I going to do this year? It's a new year. What do I do with this? Where do I go from here, you know? And I wrote a little short thing on Facebook to 2017. And if it's okay with you, I just would like to share it with the readers.
Sure.
I wrote, 2017, in reflection, what do I say to you? Well, along with you came my soulmate Pepe and his most beautiful, unconditional, genuine, pure love that I've ever had the good fortune of knowing, beside the love of my angel Jimmy. That's my younger son who has autism. Everything about that child is absolutely pure. It's the most beautiful gift ever. And then in 2016, he told me that no one has ever loved me right, and then if I just gave him the chance, he was going to show me what it was like to be honestly and truly loved. In 2017, he did just that. I felt so completely and totally adored and cherished the first time in my life. For 9 months, 2017, you were the best year of my entire life, and I will be eternally grateful. I would have rather had one day of Pepe's love than have never felt it at all. But then God took him home, and for the last 3 months, you've been the absolute worst time in my life, 2017. What have I learned from this, you might ask? Well, I learned that true love really does exist, and it does come to you when you're not looking for it. It finds you when you're ready for it and when you least expect it. I've also learned that what they say is true. Along with great love comes great pain. While his love brought me the greatest joy I've ever known in my life, losing him and his love caused me the most unbearable, heartbreaking pain that I could ever imagine possible. I almost didn't make it through 2017. I guarantee you a weaker spirit than mine would not have made it. So I guess all the bad times in my life happened to prepare me and spare me through this time. While I can go on being angry, sad, and bitter, I've chosen to be grateful for the blessing of having those precious months of complete and total happiness. Thankful that God finally allowed me to feel those feelings and blessed to appreciate all the good that there was in 2017. So while it's been a crazy roller coaster ride with the highest highs and the lowest of lows, thank you, 2017, for all the lessons learned. Can you do me just one favor, though? Can you please ask 2018 to smile on me and be kinder, please? No offense, 2017, but 1 year like you is quite enough, thank you. Out with the old, in with the new. Bring on 2018. May you all have the happiest, healthiest, and most blessed new year of them all.
It's beautiful. You're really a writer. You know that you're a writer?
I've always been told that I know how to write.
I always say I'm going to
sit down and write a book, and I'm going to call it You Just Can't Make This Shit Up.
Right, you really,
really
can't. I just
wanted you to know that I found the goodness, and I don't know what's ahead for me, but I'm going to do the best to make it the best I can.
And I could tell that you had a soulmate love, because soulmate love makes us want to go on and create, even when we might feel like we want to destruct. Okay, because
well, you know what I want to create
love,
most?
What's that?
More love to
right.
everybody.
And, right, and
I
that's
want
how I
know 2018 to be a year that people just love each other. No more pain, no more hurting people, no more drama. If you're going to be like that, I don't want you around. I just want peace and happiness and love. And
well,
that's what everybody should want.
They become less neurotic when they do the real suffering of life, because then they realize they don't want all the pettiness and all the drama, because they know what true suffering is.
Yep.
And so that's another blessing in suffering, that you finally grow and mature and know what matters in life. And I'm so glad that you ended our show tonight with such a high note and such a blessing for 2018 to all our listeners, and I'm sure they will appreciate it. And for those people that I couldn't get to you tonight, please call in next week, and I'll try to get you through. I've notated the numbers that I didn't get to. And let's all pray that Nicole is safe and warm and
I hope you're okay, Nicole.
By now.
And it's funny, I didn't call to talk about me. I wanted to share something for your listeners about what to look for in a relationship for 2018, for the good things. But I'll call
maybe you call
really
in again.
Call in
again, and then you can share that with us because your insights are very important. And I think you really did share it with exactly what our listeners needed to hear tonight about 2018. So, and no matter how
signs coming for me, okay?
Oh, he will. He will. Well, thank you
tell
for
him
calling in, and good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night, Cindy. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.